From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Boca Raton, Florida this evening, federal officials announced that a 35-year-old woman has tested positive for exposure to anthrax. The woman was one of more than 1,000 people who were tested this week after the death of Robert Stevens. Mr. Stevens, a photo editor for the Sun tabloid, died last Friday of anthrax. Joining us now from Boca Raton is NPR's Richard Knox. And Richard, what do we know about this latest case of exposure to anthrax?
The most important thing we know is that she is the third person who works in this building, the American Media, Inc., which publishes a number of tabloid newspapers. She's the third person who works there who was exposed to anthrax. She is 35 years old. She is not suffering from symptoms of anthrax disease. She was identified as one of the workers who came in at the urging of public health officials for nasal swabs to detect the presence of anthrax in their nasal passages. One important thing that we don't know is where in the building she worked. That could be important in focusing the investigation about how this happened.
But you say authorities know that she doesn't have the symptoms of anthrax. Do we know if she is healthy and well?
We don't know for sure. They said she doesn't suffer from any symptoms. One might infer that that means she's well. They are taking pains to protect her privacy, so they didn't tell us very much about her.
Now, it's of course disturbing that another case of anthrax has been found, but this would be one case of exposure to anthrax, asymptomatic, out of how many tests that have been processed of those more than 1,000 people?
They have test results back so far on about 700, almost 700. They expect the rest of the 300 who have been tested, to the results to be known in the next day or so.
And what are investigators doing apart from continuing to process those tests?
They are trying to type they're doing genetic typing of the viral strain that they found. It's important that the bacterium that they found in the keyboard of Mr. Stevens, in Mr. Stevens himself, and on the chief of the mailroom, were all the same strain of bacterium. We don't know whether the strain of this woman matches those, and that's one thing they're going to be looking at.
Now, there were reports earlier today that investigators had identified the strain of bacteria and that they had connected it to a laboratory in Iowa. Has that report been credited, or people no longer believe that?
They sidestepped that issue this evening. They say that they are subtyping the strain to determine where it might have come from. The results are not in yet. They say that it will take some weeks to determine just what genetic subtype this anthrax bacterium found in Boca Raton belongs to. And I think it's important to note that when they learn that won't necessarily tell them who got it from where.
Richard, just out of curiosity, how big an investigation is this, as such public health inquiries go?
It's pretty massive. I don't know whether it's unprecedented or not. I mean, obviously there have been some pretty big ones with Legionnaires and other so-called new diseases. But they've mobilized at many different levels. The CDC had a dozen people down here quite quickly. The state and county health officials have been involved very heavily. And in the past few days, especially since the second case of exposure came out, the law enforcement officials have been very heavily involved, both the FBI and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox in Boca Raton, Florida.